Welcome to At the Table with Tony. My name is Anthony Sciglia, better known as Tony Mangia. We're here at the 133rd annual Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Downeck, Newark, New Jersey. This is one of my favorite feasts. I love coming here every year to support the church and to be here with my friends. I have so many great friends here at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And joining me right now is my good friend, my buddy, my little brother, Eric Lavin. Eric, welcome to the show.
Anthony, it's always a pleasure. You know that.
Well, Eric, let's talk to me a little bit about the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. When was it started? 133 years ago, I know that, but
133 years. We are the third oldest Italian parish in the state of New Jersey. The parish was founded December the 5th, 1889. But that year in 1890, they really made it a point, and ever since then, we've been honoring Our Lady Mount Carmel, our Blessed Mother, under the title of Our Lady Mount Carmel, for 133 strong years, the oldest Italian festival in the city of Newark, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes, we're about 10 years older than St. Gerard, beautiful people up there, North Ward, but we're about 10 years ahead of them, and they're 10 years behind us.
So when, the original feast wasn't here by Independence Park at Our Lady Mount Carmel. There was an original church that was down on Ferry Street, right?
Correct.
And today is July 15th. It's the birthday of one of my favorite saints, Saint Mother Cabrini. And she has a connection to Our Lady of Mount Carmel as well, doesn't she?
Absolutely. It's a beautiful day, actually, if you think about it, and one that, you know, you pleasantly reminded me of. But Mother Cabrini labored in the parish for 4 years. She founded the first Italian parochial school for the children of Italian immigrants in the Archdiocese of Newark. And as you know, she lived 67 years, and she established 67 institutions. One of them was right here in Newark, New Jersey. She had two storefronts by this parish on Ferry Street that you're talking about, which was a very beautiful endeavor on her part.
And historically, who were the people that first settled here? In Newark, in the Downeck neighborhood?
So a vast majority from the Campania region, from the towns of Nocera Inferiore e Superiore, which are two towns that are neighboring one another. A lot of people from the town of Fucino in Salerno, and also the town neighboring, which is San Gregorio Magno. Later immigrations, they were Calabrese. You also had some Sicilians here, and you also had a lot of folks from Molise, from Castel Pedroso, in San Polo Matese. So we have about, I would say, 7 or 8 different regional towns represented here in our parish.
Well, that's amazing. Well, Eric, I thank you for coming on the show today. We're going to be doing kind of like fast, rapid talk. We're going to be talking to a couple of people. We have my my producer, Luis Nicastro. He's helping me out.
Louis
wrangling. He's wrangling
saint.
People up to get us to talk for us here on the podcast. So, Eric, I love you, and I'll talk to you
more.
Soon.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
All right, so I'm here with my next guest. What is your name? Tell our listeners.
Corinne.
Corinne, okay. And what is your connection here to Our Lady of Mount Carmel?
It's my home parish. I grew up here.
So it's your home parish. You were born down next?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you Italian-American?
Yes.
And where is your family from?
Naples.
Naples. Naples, or a little town outside of Naples?
Little town outside of Naples, yeah.
So what brings you here every year? What about this feast that draws you?
Besides the grandma guilt, it's my home parish. So if somebody doesn't step up and do the thing, then nobody's going to do the thing.
That's
so
right.
I spend 3 days in a tent selling alcohol to everybody who wants to drink and getting them good and drunk.
Well, Corinne, thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Keep up the great work. And I love coming down to this feast. It's one of my favorites.
We appreciate having you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Ciao. Tony Mangia here at the Our Lady of Mount Carmel, 133rd annual feast. Joining me now is Evan McLaughlin. Evan, what is your connection to Our Lady of Mount Carmel?
I've been introduced to Mount Carmel through Eric Lavin, the Italian teacher at James Colo High School. I'm the history teacher. He takes Italian heritage very seriously, and as his friend, I want to come out and support the feast, support the church.
What is one of your favorite things about coming here to Our Lady of Mount Carmel?
I love the tradition, even though this is only my second year attending. I love the procession, and I love the mass that happens beforehand. I think it's great sense of community building and a sense of carrying on legacy and tradition.
Now, let me ask you, what is your favorite? I know there's so many great vendors here this year, so much great food, so much great drink, there's cigars this year. What is one of your favorite things about being at the feast this year?
I think so far, Lefty Cigars, definitely a key stop along the parade route here. Can't beat it.
Awesome. Well, Evan, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So, it's very loud here. I'm trying to... This is my first time doing a live, on location podcast. And I hope it works. We'll see what happens. So let's get our next guest here at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Oh, we got Mikey Grillo. Come on, Mikey.
How we doing?
Good. How are you, brother? Put in some headphones. So joining me is a good friend of mine. His name is Mike Grillo. He is you're a preacher down here in Newark, right?
Correct.
But you're also connected, not to take anything away from Our Lady of Mount Carmel, but you're also connected with St. Lucie's Church and their feast of
St. Gerard. Yeah.
So now, what is your connection to Mount Carmel? Were you born down there?
Yeah, my whole family is from the Iron Mountain, a section of Newark. They've actually been here and been parishioners here since 1909.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and they just left here in 2014.
Really? Okay, yeah. So you have a deep connection to
yes.
Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Yes.
What brings you back here year after year? Is it besides, obviously, I know the important stuff of the church, of the feast of Our Lady, what is it about coming down neck to celebrate the feast?
I think that it's nice to see everyone come together here that come from, you know, near and far. There are still Italian people that live down neck, and I feel that the religious aspect of Mount Carmel and the feast, 133 years, is something special and something that really Eric does a lot to curate. The religious aspect of this feast and the way the procession is something that you don't see so much anymore. The religious aspect is so, so deep here, and I feel like most of the people that will come here tomorrow are here for that religious aspect.
Yes.
More than just the sausage and pepper sandwich.
Which is awesome
too. And it would be great if more people came for that too. Absolutely. But yeah, that's the special thing about down here.
Well,
yeah.
I appreciate it, Mikey. Thank you, brother. Deep. Always good seeing you. God bless you. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Again, I am Anthony Sciglia, better known as Tony Mangia, here at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Feast, Down Neck, Newark, New Jersey. Coming next, we have another guest coming up. Joining me right now is a great gentleman, a holy man, a passionate man. His name is Carmine Colasurdo. Carmine, speak into the microphone here. Can you hear me?
Yes, Anthony. How are you?
All right, good. Get a little bit closer.
You got it.
All right, good. Thank you, brother. So tell me, what are you doing here at Our Lady of Mount Carmel today?
We're doing a wine and peach tent. That's something we've done for about 20 years at several different festivals. And, when the guys here, Eric and the boys, and Father asked us to come down and help out, you know, it was an honor, it was a privilege. So we're hoping to help grow this festival. It's a wonderful, long-standing tradition. And I tell you, the love in this neighborhood is incredible. It really is.
So now, wine and peaches. If people are listening to this, don't say wine and peaches. What does that mean? I know as an Italian-American, we know what that is. But what is wine and peaches?
It's something that reminds you of the old days. When any Italian-American hears wine and peaches, immediately they are transported back in time to that little table in the small kitchen where 100 relatives fit in, and you see your grandfather with the table wine, and he's just cutting this big peach, the prokok, you know, he's cutting it and he's just dipping it in there. Now we do a little something extra, you know, for today's flavor, especially in the Portuguese neighborhood, you know, make it taste a little like a sangria. But wine and peaches, that idea came up 20-something years ago when we were doing it in Holy Rosary in Jersey City, and to grow that festival, and it became the number one item. It's just everybody just loves it, and not only does it taste great, but I tell you, it's something that brings you back in time.
Yes,
and it makes you realize your traditions in a sense. You get something in your hand like this here, and you're seeing the beautiful people, and you're getting something nice to eat, and you're saying, wow, you know, I feel like I'm back in the old country.
Amen.
That's why we do it.
That's right. Well, I enjoyed a glass before. And I think before the night's over, I'm going to enjoy another one.
Did you have red or white?
I had red, now I have to try the white.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Carmine. I appreciate
ciao.
It. God bless you.
It.
Thank you.
God
thank
bless you,
you
too.
Bye-bye. Thank you. So Tony Mangia here at Our Lady of Mount Carmel at the table with Tony. We have a couple of more guests coming up. Right here is my buddy Giuseppe Joe Vitale. He's enjoying a nice, that smells good. What kind of cigar is that, Joe?
It is a vanilla cognac cigar from Lefty's here at the feast.
I love Lefty's. They're a great vendor. He's had a lot of feasts. I know he was at St. Gerard's last year. So, Joe, what brings you back year after year to Our Lady of Mount Carmel?
The thing that brings me back the most is the fact that it's not a typical Italian feast in a sense where, you know, you come, you do enjoy yourself. But not only that, but the vendors are themselves. We have a connection, whether it be through the various organizations that we work with or just through people that we know mutually. And that's it's tight-knit. You feel like your family when you come down here, and that's the thing that I like the most.
Beautiful. Joey, what have you tried so far since you... Today is technically the second night of the feast, but what have you tried here at the feast, whether it was a good drink, a good sausage sandwich, pizza? What was some of your favorites tonight, this weekend?
Absolutely. So I've tried some of the mixed drinks over here. I've had Carmine, who was just on, famous wine and peaches. And of course, you know, you go to an Italian feast, you have to try a sausage and pepper thing.
I know, I'm a big sausage and pepper fan. And these guys, they do a great job. So again, Joey, thank you so much for joining me. So Tony Mangia here at the table with Tony. We are having a great time at the 133rd annual Feast of Our Lady Mount Carmel. I speak like in New Jersey ease. So I'm joined by the pastor of Our Lady Mount Carmel, Father Danny. Father, thank you for welcoming us here. So tell us a little bit about, I know that you, how long are you a pastor? 3 years now? 2 years?
I've been at the parish 3 years now. This is my second term at the
church. So it's your second feast?
Third feast.
Yeah.
Second
okay.
As pastor.
So you, I know you're not Italian-American, you're Portuguese, but there's a lot of connections between the Mediterranean countries.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, ultimately it comes down to family, faith, and food.
That's
so, it. It doesn't matter where you're from along the Mediterranean. I think we all have that in common.
I always say my three favorite F words, sorry, Father, faith, family, and food. Those are the most important things.
That's
and in,
right.
And,
that's
and
right.
In that order,
that's
faith,
right.
Family, and food. Those
that's
are the
right.
Most important
that's
things.
Right.
So. Every year, you guys are adding to the feast. There's some new vendors this year. There's some new things going on. So, can you tell us a little bit about what was your inspiration to kind of, I guess, revive the feast in a way?
Yeah. So, you know, after 133 years, you need to kind of rethink how you're doing things. And it's normal that it wanes a little bit as time goes by. And so, you know, a lot of us, parish go to different feasts, and we try to learn what they do, what we can bring here to try to bring more people to come, bring back those who have left the Ironbound, but also others to come to know the Ironbound who have never been here before. And so to look at things that we can implement that are fun, that are enjoyable, that are family friendly. And I think, you know, we started doing that this year with the new committee that we put together regarding guys from all over the Archdiocese to help us out. And so it's showing promise. You know, this year already we noticed more people than last year, and we just hope to continue on.
One thing, of course, you are the spiritual father here in the Ironbound and in the Italian, the Portuguese, Brazilian community, correct? You're kind of...
Yeah, I have two parishes, so Mount Carmel, then the Holy Trinity Epiphany, that's Portuguese and Brazilian.
So let's just talk a minute about being the spiritual father, talking about a little bit more about the faith aspect of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So I know we could be here all night just talking about the theology of Mount Carmel and what it means in the Holy Land and St. Simon Stock, but kind of what do you want people to know about Our Lady of Mount Carmel?
Well, in terms of the faith, I think what it shows is the devotion of Our Lady of Mount Carmel is how much we have a mother who cares and loves us. You know, through the brown scapular and the promises that we receive through the brown scapular of a happy death for those who are wearing it and seek to live out their life according to the faith and what is asked of us. So that's pretty much what it is. It's a devotion that expresses the love that the Mother of God has for us.
Beautiful. Well, again, thank you so much, Father. You're the best. I appreciate what you're doing. God bless you. Keep up the great work here at Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Thank you for coming and doing this. It's wonderful.
Thank you. God bless you, Father. Thank you. Again, I am Anthony Scilia, better known as Tony Mangia. We are here at the 133rd Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And if you can hear in the background, we have some beautiful Italian music playing, L'Italiano. And so now we're going to get our next guest. Robert, come on. Come on here with me.
Yeah, so we got our business. We work out of our trucks mostly, based out of Queens, but we do all the feasts.
Wow.
We're here very, very pleased to be here for our first time at Our Lady of Mount Carmel here in Newark. We're going to be at St. Anne's in Hoboken. We're going to be doing Santa Rosalia and Bensonhurst.
Awesome.
We're going to be in St. Gerard's in Newark later this year.
So what makes Lefty's Cigar special?
Lefty's is special because they're handmade by us, for us.
Wow.
Fresh every week. We got a nice... nice fresh Dominican tobacco filler and the wrapper.
I've tried many of your styles of cigars and they're all great.
You've been a great customer.
I love the nice flavored ones you have. They have a nice flavor. And what I was telling you before is that I noticed that every draw you take on your flavored cigars, it's a consistent. You consistently taste the flavor. I think Louis singing on stick, and Eric.
I should have a video with this going on.
You should. Know? Well, Robert, thank you so much. I appreciate
my pleasure.
It.
Thank
Keep
you.
Up the great work.
And I got a card for you.
All right, good, awesome. Thank you
Thanks,
very
Anthony.
Much, brother. Thank you, thank you. So, if you can hear in the background, I know it's kind of hard. I'm kind of all the way over here, and the stage is over there. But I hear Eric singing, and here comes Louis. Louis Nick, come on, Louis, sing for me.
La guitarra en mano.
Tony!
Lasciatemi cantare la canzone piano piano.
We're not just another pretty face, we sing too. Yeah, okay.
Triple threat.
So I'm here with Louis Nicastro. Louis is one of the most passionate people I have ever met. He is passionate about his faith. He is passionate about his culture, his traditions, his family, and of course, food, and of course, soccer. He's a big soccer fan.
Forza Napoli.
A Napoli fan. Excuse me, you gotta be very particular. Napoli, no.
Campione d'Italia.
So, Louis, what brings you? I know you're also a representative of the newly reformed Archdiocese of Newark Apostolate, Italian Apostolate. So tell us a little bit about what we're doing here today at Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Well, this feast this year, the 133rd annual Our Lady of Mount Carmel feast, we revamped it tremendously. The music, we brought in some new vendors, a live podcast that we're doing right now, and I think the results of it are showing. We really blasted this out on social media. We were flyering in the park on Ferry Street to people in three different languages. So as you can see, all these new faces here, this is definitely the fruit of our labor.
Awesome. Well, you know, Louis, I know that you're passionate about your faith and about the Italian apostle and about your heritage. Why are you here? What's the main reason that you're here? What draws you to Our Lady of Mount Carmel?
That's a great question. Well, I grew up in an Italian parish, Our Lady of Mount Virgin in Garfield, shout out. And our feast with COVID hasn't come back yet. So when Eric tapped me to come on board and help out with this feast, I wanted to learn and absorb as much as possible to hopefully bring back to my own parish and revamp and restart our feast to La Madonna de Montevergine.
And you know, Louis, it's so important, you know, as we get further and further away from the initial immigration and the great immigration of the Italians coming here, in a way we kind of lose our traditions and you know, more and more feasts are being ended. We're losing, sadly, lots of Italian-American institutions, whether it be restaurants, bars, pastry shops. So what do you think that we could do to kind of revive?
To revive our Italian heritage? You got to get out there and you got to get the young Italian-Americans involved. The millennial, the Gen Z Italian-Americans, you got to find them.
That's I have to tell you, Louis, that's one thing that you are tremendous at. You are absolutely amazing at bringing the young people in. I bet you you've brought more people back to the church in the last year than have, you know, really. You're a great evangelizer.
I think that's my mission here. I really do. I mean, I'm standing next to some people here I met at a Napoli watch party.
So you just met them.
Where's Alex over here? We might get on the podcast in a little bit. I just met him on the boat for a Song of Napoli's boat party.
Really?
When Napoli won the Scudetto. So, and we're atomized. We're too isolated in our different neighborhoods. It's about time that we go out there, we find them, and we connect with each other. It should be easier now than ever before with all the technology, with the internet. Isolation is our enemy. Let's get out there and meet each other. Put these old divisions and rivalries behind us and unite behind the Tricolore, our Italian heritage.
I love it, Louis. You are the best. You are passionate. Thank you for all that you do. Keep up the amazing work. And Forza Napoli.
Forza Napoli. Likewise, brother. Love you. Love you so much on what you're doing.
I love you.
I don't know who's up next, but I'm about to hop on stage and wave
the
flag.
All right, go ahead. Go wave that flag, baby. So Tony Mangi here at the table with Tony here at the 133rd annual Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Joining me right now is Alex, who we recently met through social media.
That's
right. So, Alex, how did you find out about? I know you're not originally from Down Neck. There's really no connection to Newark, right?
No, actually, believe it or not, my grandparents were actually from East Orange, and my great grandparents, when they immigrated from Italy, ended up in Newark.
Really, but not Down Neck.
Well, they had a lot of connections down there, but they ended up going to East Orange afterwards.
Okay, what would have been the parish in East Orange? St. Joe's?
St. Joe's.
Yep. Okay, so how did you find out about? I know Louis mentioned that he met you at a Monopoly party. So, you know, how did you? So, I guess I answer my own question: how you found out about the feast?
Well, you know, for years I've been wanting to go back to the feast. I used to go as a kid, especially St. Anne's in Hoboken, but Mount Carmel in Newark, I haven't been since I was probably like 4 or 5 years old. And then I saw everyone posting about it. I was like, you know what? It's time to come back to the feast. I'm having a great time. It's a beautiful time. So
what? You know, I know nowadays. I mean, you're a young kid. I mean, I'm old. You're young. But we both use social media in a way to connect with our culture, with our heritage, in some cases with our religion. So what do you think is so special? I mean, you know, if you use social media for good, it's a great tool. So what do you take away from using social media to connect with other Italians or Italian Americans?
Well, you know, I think the message is using social media to try to reconnect to the younger generation, you know, the older generation, and kind of the way that it's been fading out lately. I really do think that social media is a way for younger people who want to kind of build up that same community that the older generation had, especially around these feasts.
Yes.
It's kind of one of the best mediums to do so, because that's really where people are connecting nowadays. It's not so
much. You're right.
I
mean, there are so many great, you know, Instagram handles, like, you know, Growing Up Italian, the Italian American Podcast. So it really is a way, you know, to see that, you know, we're not the only, we don't live in a bubble. We live in a very open society generation where, you know, we're constantly posting on social media. So it's a good way to kind of make the world a lot smaller and to be able to know what other Italian Americans are doing.
No, I think that's great. And I mean, I'm a prime example. Like you said, I haven't been down here in a while, but because of social media, it brought me out here. And I think that it can continue to do the same for others. And I think it's a great way to kind of promote these kind of things and keep our traditions alive.
Awesome. Well, Alex, I appreciate it, brother. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. All right. So Louis's helping me out as my producer. He's wrangling some guests for us. A new guest. Okay, so just make sure you talk into the microphone. I'm Anthony Sheely, Tony Mangia, here at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Feast in Down Neck, Newark. I'm joined by somebody, a new face. So what is your name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany? And Tiffany, what brought you down here to Our Lady of Mount Carmel?
My family's Italian, so okay. We're here to represent.
Awesome. Are you from Down Neck?
Yes, I am.
All right, so Mount Carmel has been a part of your life, I'm sure, for many years.
Yes, it has.
Okay, and who are we joined by?
This is a new generation, my daughter, Real.
Really? So obviously, your mom took you down to the feast.
Yeah.
So what do you like about coming to the feast? Is there anything in particular?
I like the music, and I love the Zeppels.
The Zeppel, you're right. Tony Zeppel, he's the best,
yes,
right?
Yes, he is.
Well, ladies, thank you so much. God bless
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Ciao. We are listening to a little bit of Macarena here at Our Lady of Mount Carmel Roman Catholic Church, the 133rd annual feast. Again, I am Tony Mangia. This is At the Table with Tony, kind of bringing back the podcast. First time back in a while, very, very long time because of COVID and other things. But I thought this was a good way to bring back the show, to bring back I do obviously do a lot of social media stuff. Tony Mangia, whether it's on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, beep it a bop. But, you know, it's important to kind of be at these feasts. And this might be an interesting thing to explore, is to attend different feasts and to kind of bring back At the Table with Tony in a different. Oh, who? We have another guest? Come on. All right. We have a new guest coming on. There you go. All right. So I am joined by one of the nicest guys. One of the nicest guys in the world. I love you. I'm joined by Anthony O'Boyle. Anthony, I've known for quite a few years now through his brother Patrick. So Anthony, I know you've come to this feast a lot, many, many times throughout the year. So what brings you back every year?
Anthony, it's such an honor. Thank you for having me on. What brings me back every year? I mean, I,
I look around here and I see all the smiling faces and the culture and the tradition and all the things that I grew up with. And I, how could I not come back every year? I mean, if there was a tornado, I would probably still be here.
which there was.
There was almost a tornado before, exactly. So, yeah, of course. I could never miss this.
But, Anthony, so you are very involved in the Italian-American community, the Italian community. You work with NIAF. Let me ask you, this is kind of a crazy, what's the proper way to say the National Italian-American Foundation?
So I think the official position of the organization, if I can articulate that, is apparently in Italian, it would be NIAF. But in English, it would be NIAF.
Okay.
So it depends on what side of the Atlantic you're on, I guess. I always say NIAF.
Yeah, I guess. That's why I've
been calling it. I'll say NIAF.
So, again, Anthony, thank you for coming on. I appreciate you. You're the best. Keep up the great work in promoting our Italian culture because it's so important. We cannot lose it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tony. Viva Maradona.
Thank you. Tony Mangia here at the table with Tony. Next up is a wonderful woman. Her name is Maria Caput. Am I saying Maria Caput? Did I say your last name right?
All right, perfect.
All right, make sure you talk into the mic, Maria.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
I want you to tell me, why are you here at Our Lady of Mount Carmel?
I've been here for 50 years. Every year for 50 years, except the year that they didn't have it.
Yes. So what brings you back every year? Is it because you're a member of you're a parishioner? What is so special about Mount Carmel?
Well, it's one of those churches that you really have to love it.
Yes.
You know, when you come in here, you feel complete. You feel wonderful.
Yes.
I've been coming here since I came from Argentina, 50 years ago.
So you were born in Argentina, but your family is originally from Italy, correct?
My family is from Italy. My father's from Calabria, my mother's from Naples.
Okay, well, what towns in Italy are your families from?
Spilinga and Ischia.
Oh, wow. Two beautiful. I know Spilinga because they make, what's the most famous thing that Spilinga has? Indugia, right?
Indugia, that's the best.
That's the best. And the only place you can, the only true place is Spilinga that makes it, correct?
Spilinga makes them, and now they're importing it a lot.
Well, Maria, you're also involved with the Calabrese community here in Newark as well. There also is a very large Spilangese community that's here.
I also belong to the Madonna della Fontana.
Yes, and you celebrate her in May, correct?
In May we had a big feast also.
Beautiful.
This year was beautiful.
Yes, it was. I was here for the feast. Well, Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you. I appreciate it. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
All right, so Tony Mangia here at the table with Tony. We are having a great time at the feast, some great music. And again, like you said, there's not just Italian music, it's American music, it's Spanish music, all kinds of music we have here. I have another guest coming on now. So I'm joined by David Tarantino. Did I say your last name correct, David? Tarantino, right?
Perfect.
All right, so this is your first year here?
My first year at Mount Carmel, yeah.
So what brought you to Our Lady of Mount Carmel this year?
Well, Lou and Eric reached out. They asked if I'd bring the scouts out from the Archdiocese.
Okay.
And with the apostolate for the Italian apostolate for the Archdiocese,
For people that don't know, how are the Boy Scouts involved in the Archdiocese?
Sure. So we are a youth ministry out of the Office for Youth and Young Adult Ministries.
Okay.
So we have our own committee under the auspices of Cardinal Tobin, as well as the International Catholic Commission on Scouting that's directly answerable to Pope Francis.
Really?
The Vatican. Yeah. So we catechize. We try and get the scouts and the young people of today to understand the traditions of our faith. To get them more involved in the faith, and this was an excellent opportunity to get some of the scouts out, learning about Italian Catholic culture here in America, and just getting a deeper faith, deepening understanding of their faith.
Now, obviously, you are Italian American, but Newark is not your home. You're originally not from Newark. You're from
Shout
Hudson.
Out to the Union City Italians.
Yeah, so you're from Hudson County, correct?
Exactly. I'm a Hudson County born and bred.
Obviously, there are so many Italians that settled in Hudson County. Now, where did your family settle when they came from Italy?
My family, originally when they came from Italy, they settled in West Hoboken, which is now downtown Union City.
Okay.
St. Michael's Monastery.
That was a passionist monastery, right?
Yes, it was a beautiful monastery until they closed it in the 80s.
Okay. Now, what is your home parish? What parish did you grow up in?
I grew up at St. Joseph Michael's.
Okay.
And now I attend St. Lawrence out of Weehawken.
Okay. And there's still a large Italian population down there, correct?
Down in St. Lawrence, you can hear Italian spoken regularly at
really?
Coffee hour after Mass. Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's an important thing. And you are also part of the, I'm not going to say newly formed, it's a newly, I guess, reorganized Italian apostolate here in the Archdiocese of Newark. And so what made you want to become a part of the apostolate?
I think in these times it's important to hang on to our culture and our faith.
Yeah.
We see people stepping away from their faith too often. And I think combining it with our cultural traditions, our Italian-American culture, we have such a deep tradition of faith
yes.
in everything we do. And when Pat and Lou and Father Tom reached out to me and asked me to get involved, I couldn't say no.
It was a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
It was a no-brainer.
You know, to get involved, to help to preserve everything, to build it, and to bring it across to the four corners of the Archdiocese
beautiful.
Is a privilege.
Well, thank you very much, David.
Thanks
keep up the great
me.
Work, and we'll see you. We'll see you soon.
Definitely. Thanks, Tom.
Again, Anthony Shilia, Tony Mangia here at the 133rd Annual Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Down Neck, Newark, New Jersey. I want to thank you all for tuning in, for listening here at this this new episode of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. New in quite a long time. I kind of had a few iterations of the show. Obviously, I was doing an on-location show, and then I was doing a Zoom show or an online video type show. And this might be a new way to getting back on a man on the street type thing for, at the table with Tony. We're literally at a table here at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. We are listening to some music in the background, and it's really a great time. I'm gonna be signing off now because I think it's time for me to go get some Zeppelis or Zeppole. Not Zeppelis, I guess that would be the Italian-American way of saying it. But I'm going to get some Zepps, I'm going to get some wine and peaches, and I am going to enjoy my time here at Our Lady of Mount Carmel's Feast. And we hope to see you next year here at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time. Ciao for now.